beach towel, my shades on, my drinks up, and the sun's out. I'm somewhere on the beach. I'm somewhere on the beach, sipping something strong. Got a new girl, she got it going on. We drink all day and party all night. I'm way too gone to have you on my mind. She got a body and she's naughty, and she got me like you ain't ever got me. I'm getting some, and I ain't slept in a week. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach. Yeah, I'm somewhere on the beach.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The House is expected to take up a vote on the Senate amended bill that cuts funding to foreign aid and COPE programs, including public broadcasting. ABC's Jay O'Brien says despite the changes, this bill faces a good chance to pass.
It's unclear the level of support that it has. I've talked to some hardline House Republicans who typically are spending hawks, who typically would be sticks in the mud with any kind of bill that was rewritten by the Senate, who say, in general, they seem okay with this language because in broad, it's $9 billion plus worth of cuts.
Retail sales rose a better than expected 0.6% in June, that after declining 0.9% in May. That according to the Commerce Department's latest data. Clothing and accessory sales rose while health and personal care sales rose 0.5%. It's data that could point to Americans buying for school season or stocking up due to tariff concerns. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. This is ABC News. An arrest made in Maine in the case involving the death of a paddleboarder. Maine State Police say the 17-year-old suspect was arrested near Crawford Pond, east of Portland. The body of Sunshine Stewart was found at Crawford Pond on July 3rd of this month. A fundraiser for Texas flood relief from a country music star who lost members of his own family.
The July 4th Central Texas flood hit home for Grammy-nominated Pat Green. His brother, sister-in-law, and two nephews were swept away.
If you ever met John or Julia, you were probably in a great spot.
Last night,
take me out to a dance hall.
Green hosted an online concert and fundraiser with dozens of fellow musicians. When it was over,
I have nothing but gratitude for those people.
More than $1 million was raised for Hill Country flood relief. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Wisconsin and Illinois under tornado and severe storm watches today. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 64.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. State health officials say the federal budget reconciliation bill will make it harder for Wisconsinites to qualify for Medicaid and food assistance. The State Department of Health Services analysis estimates that over 250,000 state residents will lose Medicaid and Affordable Care Act coverage because of provisions in that law. Dive teams in Sheboygan recovered the body of a 13-year-old who went underwater Tuesday afternoon. Fire Chief Eric Montanalo says the search at J.C. Quarry Park was a challenge due to poor water visibility and the rocky nature of the quarry's bottom, which stymied sonar use and forced teams to search for the teen by hand. And you can become a community scientist by participating in Wisconsin's Game Bird Survey this summer. That survey measures the reproductive status of game birds and provides DNR scientists with data needed to make informed management decisions for the species. More information is available on the DNR's website.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's disease, and two-thirds are women. Hi, I'm Cherie Sample Hughes, Chair for Women in Government. Alzheimer's disease progresses slowly over 10 to 20 years in stages. Recognizing symptoms early could help make a difference. A timely diagnosis may allow for more options, including access to emerging care. Speak with your doctor to see if testing is the right next step for you and your family. Find more information at womeningovernment.org.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Charles LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. The U.S. Department of Education has frozen grants to school districts across the country, and the Durand, Arkansas School District is no exception. According to Superintendent Ryan Nelson, funding for Title I programs has not been affected yet, but it's the other Title programs that have been affected. Nelson says the district could lose $100,000.
That's a pretty large chunk of money for our school district, nearly $100,000. That is money that has been built into that budget already. And the unfortunate thing is that, you know, we really didn't receive any advanced warning. And when I say we, I mean just K-12 as a whole, that these funds may or may not be available to us. So, that's a decent chunk of money that we use, particularly those title funds are used to support kids that are most in need of additional support through our title programming.
Wisconsin has joined 20 other states in suing the federal government over the freezing of those grant funds. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in the town of Hale Tuesday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 23-year-old Rayanne Hamilton was traveling southbound on Highway 53 when she fell asleep, left the roadway, and crashed into a tree. Hamilton was transported to the hospital with minor injuries. A Wisconsin nurse has been convicted after pleading no contest to charges stemming from an incident involving a patient in Pierce County. Authorities began investigating after the 2022 death of a 62-year-old man. The medical examiner took note that one of the man's feet had been amputated, though records show permission for that procedure was never given. Mary Kay Brown of Durand was convicted on charges of negligently abusing patients, no harm, and it will face possible discipline from the Board of Nursing. She was fined also $443. Eau Claire Transit is launching the newest addition to its transportation services next Tuesday. The Northern Light is described as an on-demand, curb-to-curb flexible transportation option. Its attached mobile app would match riders with the routes of other riders, allowing for an efficient shared trip for the same price as a bus ticket. The option begins operations at 6:45 a.m. until 6:45 p.m., Monday through Friday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Make sure your vehicle starts in the heat with a new FVP Platinum battery from Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center in Durand. Now through August 31st, save $25 on FVP Platinum batteries or $15 on FVP Volt Edge AC Delco and Motorcraft batteries. Your Partners Network Car Care Center is Adam Super Service, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Dunn County Emergency Management is asking residents to take a preparedness survey. The survey will help Dunn County Emergency Management set priorities and goals for training, equipment, planning, and emergency response. Survey results will also support updates to Dunn County's hazard mitigation plan. Dunn County residents are encouraged to contact Emergency Management in person or visit the Dunn County Emergency Management Facebook page to take that survey. Western Wisconsin State Senator Jeff Smith and Eau Claire Representative Jody Emerson have introduced a bill that would restore the $1.9 million in funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program that was removed from the recently passed state budget. The bill is in response to the announcement of the closing of the homeless veterans facilities in Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay on Tuesday. According to Wisconsin Department of Veteran Affairs Assistant Deputy Secretary Joey Hoey, even if the bill would pass now, the closing of both facilities is most likely a done deal, and only Union Grove will remain open.
I think probably this is a done deal because we've already started placing these residents in other facilities. I think what it would mean is that in Chippewa Falls, we could move forward with that other proposal that we were working on, and we could have another facility up and running within a year or so, maybe. Green Bay, a little more problematic. We rent the property there, and we had been having trouble finding an appropriate place, another bigger space. We need more beds there to make the program work efficiently and financially.
Hoey says that a legislative fiscal bureau note during the budget process showed that $3 million was actually needed to keep all three locations open for the next budget cycle. The Miracle League of the Chippewa Valley is reporting damage by unauthorized individuals on their ball field. The organization provides children living with disabilities the opportunity to play baseball at Miracle League Field without facing physical or social barriers. The field was specially designed to allow for that, but reportedly suffered substantial damage during use by folks who were unauthorized to be on the diamond. Miracle League says that they've come close to having to cancel games due to those issues. Anyone who sees unauthorized individuals on the field when the gates are locked is encouraged to report the incident. Bond has been set for $10,000 for a defendant charged in a shooting incident at a lacrosse park. Police responded to Pettibone Park Tuesday with reports of someone firing a gun. 40-year-old Jared Duddles was taken into custody and has been charged with second-degree recklessly endangering safety. You're listening to WRDN News.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
A historic Dairy Queen in Rochester is reopening this week. The fast food business opened for the very first time in 1947, but was closed last spring and then sold. The Dairy Queen will start selling cones only to help the staff ease into the operations. It's hoped it will move into selling the full menu by the end of the week. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
In sports, it's the dream team. And if your car is out of warranty, there's a team for that as well. You, the driver, your mechanic, and Endurance to pay for the repair bills. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance auto protection plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you can never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-298-9302. That's 800-298-9302. 800-298-9302.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A fall feel today with partly cloudy skies and highs only scraping the low 70s. Tomorrow, it'll be sunny and warmer, highs in the mid-70s. And then showers and storms are expected to swing through overnight. A darker and damper day on Saturday with more sunshine expected on Sunday. Need a new bathroom? Call BCI Bath & Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 64.
Green Bay Packer rookies report tomorrow. The veterans are in early next week, and training camp opens next Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers will still have one of their youngest teams in the league, but their experience continues to grow. And GM Brian Gutekunst even said after last season's playoff loss to the Eagles, it's time for the Packers to compete for the Lombardi Trophy. Round one of the Open Championship underway at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Jacob Olsen set the tone early with a 4-under 67. He's tied in the club house with Hatong Lee and Matt Fitzpatrick. Aaron Rye also at 4-under through 8. Matthew Jordan and Scotty Scheffler, 3-under 68s, and trail the leaders by one shot after their opening round. Defending champion Xander Schauffele shot an even par 71. Brewers open the second half of their season tomorrow night in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. They kick things off trailing the Cubs by just a game in the Central. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy. In 2011, I founded Wesley Financial Group with one goal in mind, to help honest folks out of their timeshares permanently. Today, I run Wesley with my two sons, a real family business, treating every client and every employee like we'd want our own family treated. That philosophy has helped us grow into the largest, most trusted timeshare cancellation company in the United States. Fortune magazine even recognized us as one of the best places to work. Why? Because we genuinely care. In fact, some of our former clients were so moved by their experience working with us, they joined our team so they could help others to timeshare freedom. If you're stuck in a timeshare, give us a call. Let our family help your family.
Call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-885-9700. 800-885-9700. That's 800-885-9700.
Legg will set a milestone next week in Indy.
I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass. For all the car parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
Now this is how you end a summer. Under the lights, surrounded by history. The driver's last shot at the playoffs. Your last chance to see regular season action. Friday night, Xfinity lights the fuse. Saturday night, the Cup Series delivers the fireworks. This is Daytona. This is everything. NASCAR weekend at Daytona International Speedway, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at DaytonaInternationalSpeedway.com.
Welcome.
It's about to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double, three, number three.
More reward. More chaos. More chills. And more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for. And a whole lot more to come.
Let's go.
Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity at Dover. Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on TNT Sports.
Guilford, England driver Catherine Legg has competed in three Indianapolis 500s over the years, most recently in 2024. Now she is set to take on stock cars at the famed 2.5 mile oval. Legg will compete in both the NASCAR Xfinity and Cup Series races at the track next weekend, where she'll drive for Live Fast Motorsports. This weekend, those same series will race at the Dover Motor Speedway in Delaware for the sport's annual trip to the Monster Mile. Denny Hamlin won the Cup Series race there a year ago, leading a race high 139 laps. Practice and qualifying is set for Saturday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
The decision to cut down a tree isn't always an easy one. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. How much work is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape as you're living the country life?
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
The decision to take down a tree is easy when it's dead, but sometimes a tree that's still alive has overstepped its boundaries or become a nuisance, making that decision a bit harder. We had an ash tree that lost several huge branches during a storm. Combined with the threat of the emerald ash borer, we decided to put the poor thing out of its misery. John Fesch is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says trees are planted for a specific purpose, such as shade, to frame a house, or break the wind. If the function and or aesthetics have changed or it's become diseased, those are reasons to cut it down.
Additionally, one of the things I see as a reason to cut a tree down is the location. If it's kind of planted in a location where it doesn't have enough room for the roots to grow and the tree starts to die back as a result of it, you're probably not going to be able to create more space for the roots to grow. So you're in kind of a no-win situation in that regard.
When there is serious flooding, water erodes soil around the roots, making the tree's root plate unstable. Leaning trees are an imminent fall hazard and should be removed. Every state has regulations for tree maintenance. For example, branches can't be within a certain distance of power lines, and utility companies are required to cut them back.
Well, if they have to come every 2 or 3 years to cut that down, you're into a situation where eventually you're not going to be able to maintain it. Or if there is quite a bit of droppage of debris from the tree onto the patio or into the gutters, again, you have to really make that decision. But those are some of the things to consider. What is the maintenance and how much is required to keep the tree alive and functioning in the landscape?
Learn more about when you should cut down a tree at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
With Progressive, you can reach customer service in the way that's easiest for you, by phone, app, or online. We know it would be great if we just magically appeared, but that's more of a genie thing, and we do insurance. But with us, you'd be like, well, it wasn't a genie, but it was great customer service, so that's nice. And sure, you probably would still like the whole three wishes thing, so if you meet a genie, you should definitely ask. But when you need us, contact Progressive by phone, app, or online. Just no genies. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Lanny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months, including cybersecurity and the basics of AI, with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
It worked for me, and I know it can work for you.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
65 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, milk markets are higher. August up 17 to 1763. September up 7 to 1825. October up 4 to 1865. November up 2 at 1855. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 165. 40-pound blocks up 1.5 to 164. 11 trade of barrel on the day. Cash butter steady at 253, no trades. Grade A nonfat dry milk up 1 to 129, 12 trades on the day. Dry whey steady at 57 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Live cattle markets are mostly lower. Feeder cattle markets are mixed as the trade is finally waving the white flag, as they are needing more fundamental support before advancing the markets any higher. Now, box beef prices were lower once again, and that is pressuring the markets. And the trade is really sitting on pins and needles, waiting to see what develops in the Fed cash cattle markets. Hog markets, meanwhile, are moving mostly higher today, as the market is seeing pork cutout values stronger, and it has established somewhat of a bottom in the future complex for this move. Now, it's surprising to note that while compared to a week ago, pork exports were down 30%. The market is pretty much ignoring that. August live cattle down 42 cents to 223.47. October down 65 cents to 220.10. December down 57 cents to 220.45. August feeder cattle down 35 cents to 325.22. September down 22 cents to 325.62. October, though, up 5 cents to 324.02. August hogs up 77 cents to 105.20. October up $1.70 to 90.40. December up $1.65 to 82.10. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets are mostly lower as fresh news remains limited. The short-term weather does remain mostly favorable as pollination progresses, with some heat in the forecast in the second week. Meanwhile, soybean futures are higher as the market continues to consolidate the Wednesday surge, with product action remaining mixed again. Weather should generally remain good for development, at least in the short term, before heat returns with more focus on hot weather developing into pod fill season. Wheat markets are mostly lower as the market grinds along the lower end of the trading range. Harvest pressure lingers, along with the dollar back to recent highs. September corn down 4.25 to 401. December down 3.5 to 420.5. March down 3.25 to 437.75. New crop 26 down 3/4 to 455.5. August beans up 5.75 to 1019.25. September up 4.75 to 1010.5. November up 5.5 to 1026. New crop 26 up 5.25 to 10.61. August soybean meal down $1.70 to 266.70. August soybean oil up $1.41 to 56.23. Chicago wheat, September down 7.75 to 533.5. December down 7.25 to 554.5. Minneapolis wheat, September down 4.75 to 594.75. December down 4.75 to 615.25. Energy markets today, August crude oil up 86 cents to 67.24. September up 71 cents to 65.90. August and September gas up a cent. August at 2.15, September at 2.11. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with hour number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The largest June hog herd since 2020, but the smallest breeding since 2015. We'll talk about it coming up.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
The most recent USDA hogs and pigs report showed a herd of 75.1 million head in the United States as of June 1st. That's up 0.5% and just above what the trade had expected. Meanwhile, the University of Missouri's Jason Franken says the breeding herd is the smallest in a decade.
It just matches the breeding herd in June of 2016, and you have to go back another year to find a smaller one.
Market hog inventories, except for the heaviest category, are up compared to last year. The year-over-year increase in lighter-weighted hogs reflects a similar increase in the March through May pig crop.
The latter results from another record 11.75 pigs per litter for the period, pushing 1.75% higher than a year ago, more than offsetting the less than 0.5% reduction to farrowings. Such productivity growth should be expected to continue given that annual growth in pigs per litter has averaged over 1% since 1994, and eight other countries attain greater than 13 pigs per litter.
On the demand side, USDA forecasts U.S. per capita pork consumption at 50.3 pounds per person in 2025, rising to 50.8 pounds per person in 2026. This small increase reflects continuing consumer purchasing power concerns in the face of inflation. The bigger issue is the international demand for U.S. pork.
The U.S. exported 583 million pounds of pork in April, or about 11% less than in April of 2024, possibly attributable to uncertainty regarding tariffs and terms of trade. Mexico, Japan, and South Korea were top buyers, respectively accounting for 35%, 16%, and 13% of shipments, representing 17%, 14%, and 8% declines from a year ago, while Canada cut imports of U.S. pork by a third.
Competitors are gaining in key Asian markets. He says while the U.S. share of Japan's imports of pork decreased 4% for the period, Brazil's share rose 6%. Accordingly, the USDA reduced its forecasted second quarter pork exports by 4.2%, with the third and fourth quarters of the year trending lower. However, USDA is forecasting things to look better next year.
In 2026, U.S. pork exports are forecast to start fractionally lower in the first quarter, but rebound throughout the remainder of the year to almost 1% above 2025.
The Missouri Ag Economist expects the prices of hogs to average about $98 into the third quarter of this calendar year, and then decrease by a little less than 15% going into the first 3 months of 2026. Spring prices, he thinks, will rebound to around $90 a hundredweight. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced the Farmers First Act of 2025, legislation to address the mental health epidemic in rural America and expand access to critical mental health care for the nation's agricultural communities. The legislation would increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network, which Senators Baldwin and Ernst successfully included in the 2018 Farm Bill. Meanwhile, Senator Baldwin is demanding that USDA safeguard Wisconsin farmers' personal and financial information and rescind the Department of Government Efficiency's unprecedented access to USDA's payment system. Recent reports expose that DOGE has access to the USDA database containing farmers' sensitive financial information. Baldwin says this intrusion not only breaches farmers' privacy, but also raises concerns about the future of USDA payments, our nation's food security, and the consolidation of farmland and processing. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins announced a new comprehensive plan to boost USDA's efforts to combat foodborne illness. She spoke during the opening of USDA's new Midwestern Food Safety Laboratory. The plan would better position USDA's Food Safety and Inspection Service, which is responsible for ensuring meat, poultry, and egg products are safe, wholesome, and properly labeled to protect the nation's food supply. The plan includes steps like enhancing microbiological testing and inspection oversight. USDA will also equip FSIS inspectors with updated training and tools, empower those inspectors to take action to drive compliance, strengthen state partnerships, and find more effective and achievable approaches to address salmonella in poultry products. Meanwhile, Dr. Ashley Peterson, Senior Vice President of Scientific and Regulatory Affairs, with the poultry producers, appreciated USDA's approach to achieving improvements in food safety. She said, "We share the department's goal to further reduce foodborne illnesses and promote public health with an emphasis on reducing regulatory burdens." NCC also applauded USDA for withdrawing earlier this year the proposed salmonella regulations that were introduced by the Biden administration. As it was proposed based on misinterpretation of the science, it would have had no meaningful impact on public health, would have led to an extraordinary amount of food waste and increased costs for consumers and producers, Peterson added. She said that we thank the secretary for her leadership and the agency's commitment to finding a more effective and achievable plan to combat salmonella in poultry products. The Office of the United States Trade Representative has initiated an investigation of Brazil under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. The office will seek to determine whether the act's policies and practices of Brazil's government related to things like preferential tariffs, ethanol market access, and several other factors are unreasonable or discriminatory and burden or restrict U.S. commerce. Farmers National Company says that despite ongoing challenges in commodity markets and uncertain farm profitability, agricultural land values remain surprisingly stable through mid-2025. While producers remain the main buyers of agricultural land, interest from individual and institutional investors can't be ignored. As land values stabilize after reaching peaks during the past 5 years, investors are increasingly attracted by both annual returns and long-term appreciation. Inventory remains limited, with listings down 20 to 25% from the peak in 2020 and 2021. The USDA forecasts 2025 net farm income to be the lowest since 2020, said Paul Shadegg, Senior Vice President of Real Estate. This will influence purchasing power and investor returns, especially as input costs, commodity markets, and interest rates fluctuated. Geopolitical developments like trade policies, tariffs, and global unrest can also create uncertainty in domestic and international markets. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Plenty of sunshine's expected today in our ag weather forecast. It'll be much cooler than it has been, with highs only in the 70s. Rain chances do return for Friday night, and the rest of the weekend, though, looks mild and dry. Next week, it will turn warm and humid with multiple chances for thunderstorms. Mostly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 70 to 75. Relative humidities at 43 to 48%. North winds at 5 to 8. We'll see 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 88 to 93%. Light winds becoming southeast at around 5. For Friday, partly sunny, a 30% chance of a shower or storm in the afternoon. Highs 72 to 77. Relative humidities at 57 to 62%. Southeast winds at 5 to 9. A trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation expected. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Sunday, partly sunny, high 75 to 80. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 80 to 85. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of a rain shower, highs 85 to 90.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Let's go, girls.
like a woman.
That's why they call it God's country. I saw the light in a sunrise, sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside, getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running. Saved by the sound of a pin found Dixie whistle in the wind, that'll get you heaven bound. The devil went down to Georgia, but he didn't stick around. Till the week's done, we take a break and break bread on Sunday, then do it all again, 'cause we're proud to be from God's country. My time lay me 6 feet deep in God's country.
Dobie Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Love.
this house. When you look this good, what could I even think about?
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your head says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Say nothing at all. All day long I can hear people talking out loud. But when you hold me near, you drown out the crowd. Oh, Mr. Webster could never define what's being said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all. The smile lets me know that you need me. There's a truth.
saying you'll never leave me. A touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. Yeah, you say it best when you say nothing at all.
Locally. Listen locally. Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Every fork in the road,
I got the radio up. The sun is going down. I'll take a lift at the bank. I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Despite President Trump calling on Republicans and his base supporters to stop talking about the